times you use your debit card or how you get your statements. Get up to $200 when you become a new My Northwest checking customer. See bank for details. Northwest Bank is member FDIC.
This is Bulls Eye on Weather on AM 930. Overnight fair, low near 65. Wednesday, the risk of a random afternoon shower. High of 85.
Sunshine, blue skies, it's 83.
It's Bulls Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Minutes past 5 o'clock. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarch and Matt Douglas with you. And again, Cleveland Indians baseball coming your way later on tonight. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:37. First pitch between the Tribe and Red Sox coming your way just after 7 o'clock. We have someone in the studio with us right now with some radio experience going all the way back to her college days at 88.1 FM WBGU. I spent many of Friday nights at 88.1 FM WBGU at West Hall, which sadly is no longer around. Becky Dennis with the Amherst Public Library joining us. Becky, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, you guys have a lot of really interesting things coming up throughout the month of August. And, boy, you think about the library, you think maybe you're not so busy in the summer times and school isn't in session, but that's most definitely not the case.
Oh, no, we have lots of stuff going on. We do slow down a bit during the summer with programming just because of, you know, people leaving on vacations and not a lot going on. But we still like to have some things. And we've got some really cool stuff coming in August and going into September.
And we'll get into some of those things. One of the things I wanted to hit on right off the bat, you guys had this adult game and Lego night. You know, why should the kids have all the fun, right?
Exactly.
So what are the details on this event?
Okay, well, we're going to have, it'll be in our Deloitte room, which you come up to the second floor of the library, and you go down to the Deloitte room, which is actually located in the original library built in 1906. We still have the old building. And we're going to have a bunch of board games, card games, and Legos. And it's ages 16 plus. And you just come in and play for 2 hours, hour and a half.
When you talk about board games, going to have the classics, Clue?
We'll have some of the classics. Right. We're going to have the Game of Life.
Oh, that's great.
You can't miss that. We have a Pokemon Monopoly. So we've got some classics from the 90s, too, for the 90s kids. We do have Battleship. We've got chess. We have card games Uno and Phase 10. So we'll have those available for people to play. And it's just kind of a drop-in. We do have on the website, you can register for it. It's just amherstpubliclibrary.org. And you can register. You don't have to. It's just so we have an idea of how many people are interested in it, no matter what it's happening, though.
Sure. You bring up Pokemon. I'm always fascinated by this because this is one of those trends that tends to kind of come and go and come and go. And Pokemon Go was a big thing recently. Is that something you guys have to do at the library, stay with those trends and kind of find a way to bring it in?
Yeah, we do keep up on, you know, what's popular and what's going on. Like, we had a program in July on fairy gardens, which are a really popular thing. People do take a little container and do, like, little miniatures and entice fairies. And that was a really well-received program. People really enjoyed that.
A fairy garden?
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of a fairy garden.
Like, you don't have a couple of those,
I don't think you're the target demographic.
Fair enough. No, that works. And I guess when it comes to Pokemon, I'm not the target demographic there either. But I get the phenomenon. Mm-hmm. Actually, there was a story. We aired it. I think it was part of the ABC News, I think, on my drive-in a couple days ago. Some guy went to some Pokemon convention, and he was promised, like, certain Pokemon. He didn't get it. Now he's, like, suing the convention. So it's crazy, like, how big that stuff really gets.
It's very popular.
So this is nice and refreshing because it brings you back to the age where we grew up, all these cool board games. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And really, it came about, we had wanted to do some kind of adult game night. Mm-hmm. We had these games. Our youth services manager, her sister was cleaning out her garage and had these games from when her kids were growing up. She didn't need them anymore. So Nancy Tomek, our youth services manager, she brought them in and donated them to the library. And then we actually had a patron. So we do a kids Lego play. Usually about once a month it works out too. And it's an hour and kids can come and they play, but it's limited and adults can't even pass. There's a barrier. They're not allowed in at all. Huh. And we actually had a patron ask, you know, why can't adults have fun programs like Lego? And I was like, well, yeah, that's a good question. So let's do it.
So is the Lego, like, that's an addition to this adult game night. So the Legos are essentially for the kids?
No, it's all adults.
All adults.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay. Yeah, this is the adult game and Lego night. So ages 16 plus.
Why not? Man, you talk about a fad in that, too. They just had the Lego Batman movie.
Oh, yeah. Lego is timeless. Everywhere, yeah. Lego is very, very popular.
Sure. How about you, Becky? You have a favorite game in the bunch there, the board games?
I always loved the Game of Life and Monopoly.
Sure.
Monopoly was always one of my favorites.
That one takes a while to play, though.
It takes forever to play.
And friendships, too. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And Trivial Pursuit, though. Trivial Pursuit's probably my favorite.
But that's a fun game to play. You've got to get the right person, though, because if you get a ringer on your team, oh, you can do some serious damage. I got a buddy of mine who's – it's almost like he sits there and he studies that deck of cards and he reads all the answers and he memorizes them. And he gets you all those little colored pie pieces. It's crazy how long that can take, too. But, I mean, it's so much fun.
It is.
And, I mean, you guys will have a bunch of different board games there. I think it's kind of cool, too, how this idea came about. You know, someone's cleaning out their garage, coming through
exactly.
with all these board games. It really is pretty interesting how these ideas evolve.
Yep.
And, again, we're talking with Becky Dennis of the Amherst Public Library here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. The whole Lego aspect of this.
Yeah.
Like, what kinds of things are you guys expecting to be done with Legos?
Really, it's kind of the limit is the imagination. Like, whatever people who come want to do, they can do. We have a lot of Legos. We're going to have a nice table set up and build whatever you want.
Any prizes for these games, or is it just kind of walk home with an extra set of pride, right? Is that
exactly. It's the prize is pride.
Okay. Well, and that's not the only thing you have coming up in August.
No, it's not.
Dr. Joe Keller is going to have a presentation on the Cleveland connection to rock and roll history, which I think is kind of cool. There was a book written called The Buzzard. It was released, I want to say, about a year, maybe 2 years ago, and it was really interesting, chronicling WMMS and just how powerful that FM station had become, especially in the rock world. And I think it's so fascinating to see what all went down because of the presence of that station. And I would imagine that's a lot of what Dr. Keller will discuss.
He might talk about that. I know he's going to be talking about basically the development of rock and roll from the 1950s through present day. So there's a good chance he's going to touch on that. He's going to be talking about local venues and institutions where music was played. And, of course, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because you can't talk about the Cleveland connection to rock and roll without that. And he's going to be talking about different music acts that went mainstream that started out here in Northeast Ohio. And he's done, Dr. Joel Keller's, he's actually a retired podiatrist and a consultant, and he turned historian. And he has a lot of different programs that he does, a lot of music history. And we decided to go with the Cleveland connection because we found our patrons really like local and regional history.
Cool.
So we kind of want to play into that and do programming that, you know, is interesting to people.
Sure.
So
well,
that's what we're trying to do.
I mean, and that's extremely interesting to me. So he's a podiatrist, a retired podiatrist, yet he's got this extreme fascination with rock and roll.
Yeah, all kinds of. He has several different programs that he does. He goes all over, all over Northeast Ohio. He's done several of the Lorraine branches. He's done programs at. He's done programs at the community colleges. He's done programs at community centers and retirement centers.
Wow. Okay.
Pretty cool guy.
Yeah, very cool stuff. Well, I mean, you got to be pretty well versed to be able to get your hands in on all that. I mean,
I would think so.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Becky Dennis from the Amherst Public Library, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. What other events do you guys have coming up in August as we get ready for the school year?
Yeah, so coming up in August, one thing that we're trying out with our youth services is yoga for kids. And that's something we haven't really done in the past. It's going to be on Tuesday the 8th. And we have at 3 p.m. there's yoga for youngsters, which is going to be ages 5 to 9. And at 7 p.m. we have yoga for young adults, which is going to be ages 10 to 18.
Wow. See, even yoga has really, really taken off.
Oh, absolutely. We also do adult yoga. We had that earlier in the summer, and that's going to be coming back in January.
Wow. You said ages 5 to 9. That's got to be fascinating trying to keep their attention, I think, for that long doing yoga. But that sounds like a good time.
It should be interesting. It'd be interesting to be a fly on the wall for that one.
Yeah, no kidding, I was going to say. It'd be fun to just kind of sit back and watch that. That might be soothing in itself.
Yep, and then the other thing we have actually the day after that, Wednesday the 9th, is Walking on Wednesday, which is the Main Street Amherst program for downtown Amherst. We're going to have the Lorain County Metro Parks out on our front lawn, just kind of talk about what kind of things you can do with the parks and what's available. So that'll be pretty cool.
Nice. And I would imagine things certainly pick up as we get further along in August with the school year right around the corner.
Yep. We'll have the week of the 24th, so the week of the adult game and Lego night, there's going to be book covering available. And you can find out more information about that on our website. We have our calendar up with all of our programs across the library.
You guys create the book covers? Is that sort of what that is?
No, the kids can decorate the book covers.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just basic book covering, so you know, I guess kids still have to do that.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember doing
junior
that.
Junior high, they made us do that all the time. I used to hate it.
I remember using contact paper.
Yeah.
So yeah, how does that changed at all? Because we used to take grocery bags. It was like the
brown...
No, that's
what it is.
Grocery bags?
Yep,
wait,
still
what?
Using grocery bags.
We had, like, I forget what it was, but it was always the same piece of paper. It was, like, sort of flimsy. I don't know. But by the end of the year, my book, like, I was just trying to wrap my book. It never worked out for me. I was always dreadful.
So you went through the same thing I did, I imagine. It was that the brown grocery bag, and you had to cut it up and fold it. Mm-hmm. And the idea is this cover's supposed to protect the book, and it's supposed to really kind of add to the longevity of this, right?
Right, since the books get used year after year.
Okay, and then when you write things on the front, it doesn't make the big indentation in there.
Exactly.
And when you use permanent marker, it gets on the grocery bag. It doesn't get on the actual book cover itself.
Yep.
So, and kids kind of get creative with that stuff, I would imagine.
And they can, exactly.
Well, I guess that's the idea, right? And it's all kind of a way, too, to get the kids back together and just get them ready for school again.
And you know, get them used to coming back to the library again.
So then they bring the book in with the cover and then you decorate it? Is
well, they come in and cover the book.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. So you've got that all there for them.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Very cool. Well, if our listeners are out there wondering how they can get a hold of you guys and how they can get in touch with the library and also find out when these events take place and find out more information about the Amherst Public Library, how can they do that?
Yeah, well, we're on Facebook. So you can just search Amherst Public Library, and you'll find us on Facebook, and you can like us there. And we also have our website. It's amherstpubliclibrary.org. And, of course, if you would prefer to call and ask a question, you can call us. It's 440-988-4230. We're always happy to answer any questions you might have.
Very cool stuff. Well, Becky, we appreciate you stopping by again. The adult game and Lego night. Why should the kids have all the fun, right?
Exactly.
The adults can have some fun later on at the Amherst Public Library later on in August. Becky, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
All righty. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We'll come right back after this on AM 930 WEOL.
If you don't know what to have for supper, visit Dave's Cosmic Subs in Elyria. They're open tonight until 9. You'll choose from over 30 great hot or cold subs, including favorites.